Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled No One in My Family Tested Positive for COVID-19 During the Pandemic by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minhui website on May the 29th, 2023. Both my husband and I practice Falun Dafa. My son, his wife, and their two sons also believe Dafa is good and support us. All of us have been blessed and protected by Dafa. Below are our stories. In the summer of 1996, my husband was diagnosed with advanced stage liver cancer. He was a director of a department in the municipal government. His employer covered the nearly 300,000 yuan cost of his treatment. But he didn't make much improvement and his condition kept worsening. I am a doctor. Based on my professional knowledge, my husband's liver necrosis and extensive bleeding in the upper digestive system were beyond medical treatment. His hemoglobin was only 3.5 grams per deciliter, much lower than the normal range of 13.8 to 17.2 grams. His face and body were sallow. The experts suggested he quit the treatment and spend his final days at home. My son was very young back then. I could not imagine the future without my husband. I did not give up and still sought alternative treatments. My colleagues tried to persuade me not to waste my money and energy. His supervisors at work came to see him. But my husband had already lost the ability to speak. His eyes were closed and he barely breathed. Looking at him, some shook their heads and others said to me, "You need to prepare for the worst." My husband's nephew and other young relatives came. I knew they were there to help me with the aftermath. My nephew took me aside and said, "Auntie, Uncle's funeral arrangements are almost done. We've selected the shroud, the funeral home, and the cemetery." That was hard to take. I dared not think about it. That afternoon, his niece came from his hometown. She practices Falun Dafa. She stood at the foot of his bed. Before she even spoke, my husband opened his eyes. She said, "Do you recognize me?" He didn't reply. She asked him, "You have no more medical options. Only Falun Dafa can offer you any hope. Do you want to learn it?" My husband couldn't speak, but he seemed to understand her. His niece took out a tape player and began to play Master Li's audio lectures for him. He opened his eyes quite a few times, and even the nurse noticed. His niece left the player with him, and I continued to play it for him. As he kept listening, miracles happened. My husband visibly improved every day. His energy increased. He could talk, drink milk, and eat porridge. After 2 weeks, he was able to take a walk. His improvement stunned many doctors and patients. In less than 3 weeks, he was discharged. His niece came again and gave him a copy of Duan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, and taught him the exercises. My husband had good enlightenment quality. He felt the warm energy course throughout his body, and his body felt light while doing the exercises. In less than 6 months, he completely recovered. Dafa saved my husband's life. Everyone who knew him was amazed by his recovery. Waves of people came to visit him and congratulate him. I began practicing Falun Dafa myself the next year. In August 2008, my first grandson was born. He had blood spots all over his body, and his platelet count was only 50,000 platelets per microliter, while the normal range was between 150,000 to 400,000 platelets per microliter. He cried day and night. The doctor said he had a virus infection, probably as a result of the flu his mother got while she was pregnant. The pediatrician suggested we give up treatment. My son's heart was broken. He consulted a few more experts in Beijing, but the answer was the same. At the time, my grandson also developed jaundice, and it did not subside after being treated for 6 weeks. After he was discharged, I asked my daughter-in-law to recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good for him," but she didn't believe in it. My husband and I decided to step in. We stood at the foot of my grandson's bed and said to him, "Remember, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Dafa will save you." We recited the auspicious phrases over and over and asked Master to help him. 2 days later, his jaundice disappeared and he got better. Despite this, my daughter-in-law still resisted Dafa. She threw away the Dafa material, an amulet I gave her. My son told me not to give her anything anymore. My daughter-in-law kept me at arm's length. She did not talk to me or make eye contact with me, as if I were invisible. It hurt my feelings at times. Even though I know I am a cultivator, I still had my weak moments. When my grandson was 4, he suddenly became allergic to everything. He had allergy testing done at a prestigious hospital in Beijing and was allergic to 24 things, including wind, flowers, grass, and milk. Whenever he was exposed to these, he would cough and have trouble breathing. He couldn't lie down to sleep and had to remain sitting up. He was hospitalized monthly for steroid injections. The doctor said his condition was incurable. My husband and I asked the child to recite with us the Dafa phrases over and over. After a few days, his allergies disappeared and never returned. When he went to school, he joined the Young Pioneers. I explained to him that the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations are evil, and we shouldn't join them to be accomplices to their crimes. He agreed to quit it. When his mother found out we'd asked him to recite the Dafa phrases, she fought with her husband and even threatened to divorce him. My son was upset too. He went on business trips and did not return home for 2 weeks. He called me and cried, "I know she mistreats you even though you and Dad have done so much for us. If she insists on getting a divorce, I will give her that." I said, "It is not easy for her to take care of 2 children. Your father and I hope you and your family will be happy. You should come home soon and work things out with her. Divorce won't solve the problem." My daughter-in-law was frightened when her husband did not return home for some time. She called him and said that she would not keep her son from learning Dafa anymore. Meanwhile, when she visited me, I explained to her how the Chinese communist regime spread propaganda to demonize Dafa, and that many high-ranking officials have incurred karmic retribution for participating in the persecution. She understood and apologized. After that, she completely changed. She visited us often and pays more respect to Dafa and Master. During the 3-year pandemic, so many people were infected and died. Knowing that the pandemic came to target the communist regime, my son always recites the Dafa phrases and encourages his colleagues to quit the party whenever possible. He once used Dafa's principles to help a colleague in a conflict. That colleague was no longer angry and thanked him for the good advice. My grandson called me one day and said, "All 60 students in my class and the teacher tested positive for COVID-19. But not me. Over the last 3 years, none of the 6 people in my family ever had COVID-19. My daughter-in-law's mother broke her leg and could not sleep. I went to visit her and asked her to recite the auspicious phrases. I told her the basic information about Dafa and stories of people who were blessed and protected by Dafa when they acknowledged and appreciated Dafa. She agreed to give it a try. Her daughter later told me that her mother was able to sleep and her pain subsided too. It is Dafa that saves us all. Our gratitude to Dafa is beyond words.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Never Giving Up on My Mentally Ill Wife by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 26, 2023. On September 5, 2005, I was arrested for my belief in Falun Dafa and sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. When my sentence was over, in April of 2009, I came home only to learn that I had lost everything. I had been fired from my workplace, and no one had seen my wife or 10-year-old son for years. Part 1. Overcoming My Attachment to Lust. Eventually, I found a job at a local hospital. Since I was essentially single, my coworkers and friends kept trying to fix me up and introduced me to many different women. Some of these potential partners had been divorced, some had never been married, and one was the daughter of a Falun Dafa practitioner, but I declined them all. I wasn't making enough money to support myself, let alone a new family, and that's to say nothing of the fact that I was still technically married with a child, though I did not know where my wife and child were at the time. I have practiced Falun Dafa since March of 1995, and the Fa principles have strict requirements in this regard. I could not violate Master Li's teachings and do things that would cost me virtue. As a Dafa disciple, I knew that these problems were manifested due to my attachments, and it was time to give up lust, among several others. I looked inside and found that I was attached to the idea of having a beautiful wife and children. Looking even deeper, I found that I was afraid of loneliness and yearning for a happy life. These were precisely the attachments that needed to be eliminated. I was able to calm down and work on these attachments, and eventually, folks stopped trying to set me up with other women. Once, while I was at work at the hospital, a beautiful former patient stopped by and gave me a red envelope, saying that it was a New Year's greeting. I declined her offer and told her why I couldn't accept it. She did not insist, but invited me to dinner instead. Still, I declined. After returning home from work, someone knocked on my door. I opened it up and saw her standing there, and I let her in. She helped me clean, mopping the floor, tidying up the room, and she even found a carpenter to fix one of my kitchen cabinets. I was grateful and had a good impression of her, but I was also apprehensive. This could not be a coincidence. I thought to myself, I'm a man at home alone. My house needs to be cleaned, but my wife should be the one helping me. Won't my neighbors think that she is my wife? Isn't this a disgrace for a Dafa disciple? This is lust interfering. I had good feelings about her, but this lust is exactly what Master wanted me to eliminate. I then sent forth righteous thoughts to get rid of these dirty thoughts and purify myself. At the same time, I started avoiding her. With my heart solid and my behavior upright, she stopped approaching me, and I never saw her again. I was tested in this way many times, but by following Dafa's principles and maintaining my xinqing, I passed one test after another. After getting off work, I studied the Fa, did the exercises, sent forth righteous thoughts, and went out to tell people the truth about the persecution. My life was fulfilling and meaningful, and this went on for over 3 years, until I heard some news about my wife and son. Part 2. My Wife and Son Come Back. In February 2013, I found out my wife and son were in Beijing, and that my wife had become mentally ill. A friend of ours had been taking care of them for several years. I wanted to go there and pick them up, but I needed my ID to take the train. The police had damaged my ID, so I couldn't ride the train, and neither could I afford a taxi all the way to Beijing, so I asked my parents for help. They refused and told me to try asking my siblings. My two younger brothers and younger sister took the train to Beijing and found my wife and son for me. My wife could not take the train due to her mental condition, and no taxi driver was willing to take her either. My brother then called another friend to drive to Beijing to pick them up. My brother ended up spending more than 10,000 yuan to bring my wife and son back. His friend drove directly to the local psychiatric hospital to get my wife, and she'd been a patient there and was diagnosed with schizophrenia, I had no choice but to leave her there for treatment and take my son home. Part 3. Taking care of my ailing wife. While my wife was hospitalized, I visited her every day. She was hostile toward me and often yelled at and insulted me. At first, I really resented her and even began to regret going to find her in the first place. After each visit, I would go home to study the Fa, and I knew that I should not resent her, but try to better understand her. Her condition resulted only from my persecution at the hands of the CCP. I knew that I should treat her kindly, and I resolved to eliminate any negative thoughts, no matter what she may have done or said. I continued visiting and brought her her favorite foods, fruits, and pastries. Sometimes she would still scold me, which was embarrassing. My desire to bring her home and reunite our family was very strong. Every time I went to visit her with hope, I returned with disappointment and regretted having gone to her. Later, when studying the Fa, I would realize that I was wrong and shouldn't feel resentful. So I sent forth righteous thoughts to clear out these negative thoughts. From time to time, someone would persuade me to divorce her, and my wife also kept saying that she wanted to get a divorce, but I disagreed. Gradually, I became more at peace and was no longer easily influenced by my wife's words and actions. She helped me improve my xinxing, and I was very grateful for this. Whenever I went to visit her and brought her food, I felt a caring attitude from the bottom of my heart. I hoped that she would recover soon and come back home. The hospital sent a car to pick me up on April 13th of 2020, saying that my wife's condition had worsened. When I arrived, I was told that she was suffering from severe pulmonary tuberculosis and needed to be transferred to a tuberculosis hospital for treatment. I took her there and stayed with her, and I cared for her wholeheartedly. She couldn't eat by herself, so I fed her. She couldn't use the toilet by herself, so I helped her. After taking good care of her all day, I took the time to study the Fa, do the exercises, send forth righteous thoughts, and clarify the truth to people. When the weather was good, I carried her outside to sit in the sunshine, and she was discharged from the hospital after 3 months. Back at home, she refused to take medicine and soon became ill again, and I had to readmit her to the hospital. While she was there, every week I brought her food, but she still scolded me from time to time. However, this time I kept quiet and thought, why was she treating me this way? Could it be that I'm not complying with Dafa's principles? So I looked inward again and corrected my thoughts. My state of mind then became more and more peaceful, and her condition improved. When some colleagues at work have family conflicts, they now look to me as a role model and their conflicts are resolved. In traditional Chinese culture, the head of the household is the husband, who should be strong-willed and not fall short when encountering difficulties. He supports the family and treats his wife kindly, while the wife takes care of her husband, educates the children, is gentle and virtuous. It is Dafa Disciples' mission to leave a reference for the future.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.